Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing devotions. Well, I should say we're almost done with devotions. I cannot wait. It is hard to believe that we have made it this far. I'm so excited. I'm proud. I am all of these wonderful things early in the morning, and I know that we have more positive things coming, but I just wanted to, yesterday was such an interesting day, all day, lots and lots of lessons that came about from that worry. Oh my goodness, you'd be surprised, unfortunately, how much we allow that to affect us, impact us, stop us, slow us down. And I remember speaking with a young lady yesterday, and she was telling me this problem and that problem, and I said, "Well, really, you don't have a problem. You have a vision. you're missing confidence in your vision, and you're missing an awareness of the things that you need." And so, you know, after changing that perspective a little bit, she was able to really see the challenge for what it was. And it didn't have anything, you know, it was so funny. It was like, you know, she's been busy looking at the north and it really was the south, you know. It was so opposite. And she was so thankful and happy for the other perspective. And it was a good meeting, but it really helped me to see how, you know, we can be our own enemies when it comes to trying to get this to go and that to work and everything else like that. And how much we allow the outside everything to impact us. You know, we're still making choices. You know, I can't get over this radio program that we had, because really it highlighted how often we are making active choices of being stressed, active choices of being happy or unhappy, active choices in just how we're going to intentionally live the life that we're going to live. You will. So I really just wanted to sit back and continue to encourage people in their fast, in their devotions, in their precision of language, for sure. All these things are connected. All these things are absolutely necessary. Continue to make sure that we're working in the positive. Oh, my goodness. Know that at day 22, at day 22, we can do just about anything. I was like, every morning, you know, I wake up, start with my prayer, then go right into, after eating, but go right into, you know, studying these ideas and concepts and, you know, really thankful for the blessings that God has put into my life. Thankful for the examples that God has worked with me on. Okay. So, yeah, at day 22, we should have a good routine about ourselves. You know, one thing I was hearing when we were talking on the radio Wednesday night was, what is your spiritual routine? How are you making your care a part of your life? And so, you know, as we're incorporating these God concepts into our life, as we spend our days journaling and making this information personal for us and putting it into our own life, you know, so how are we finding ways to make sure that the things that we need done get done? You know, and I have my own little tricks of the trade. Before I teach any classes, before actually I do readings, before I do anything, I have to make sure that my stuff is taken care of first. That's something that ancestors instilled in me, I think, maybe about 7 to 8 years ago, because I am so gun-ho for God, gun-ho for life, gun-ho. that, you know, some of the basic stuff. I'm like, oh, I'll come back to that. I'm trying to take over the world today. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. And so my focus will be on all of the output that I want to have. And sometimes some of the basic maintenance, and I mean basic, like glass, keeping your glasses full and clean, ironing a cloth for your shrine so that it looks crisp, you know, all those things, they can get missed from time to time. You know, those things get missed from what we do when we're thinking big. Sometimes we forget about the small, but it's the small that helped us get to the big. So, you know, I have a routine in that, and that helps me to say, okay, I can't schedule this reading until I know that I've taken care of my other things. And that helps also for balance. You know, a lot of times we can get off balance. I remember, you know, growing up every Saturday morning, that was designated cleanup day. And, you know, if you've been in my mother's house before, you know the house is immaculate. I was like, what are we cleaning? I'm just wiping this to be wiping it at this point. But, you know, that was their routine. That was what we did every Saturday morning. If we don't have a routine of that, if it's not stated nowhere that every day we're going to do this or every other day, then it's easy for it not to get done. And that goes with our spiritual health as well. You know, I don't have the 10 minutes to put into a meditation. You know, I'm just going to go without. I haven't made time in my life to have this prayer session. So I'm going to go without. And then we'll find ourselves and our spirit always being put last. So we have to, living this life, we have to make sure that we have created some priorities for our spirit. Our spirit deserves to be up front. You know, our spirit is what carries us through. So, you know, if we don't already have a practice in place, let's do that. Let's make whatever plan, pick a day. Wednesdays are, you know, wonderful approach days. So, you know, let it be a full day. Go ahead and dedicate that towards those things that you know your spirit needs. Today's idea concept, finding comfort in God. Finding comfort in God is so needed right now. There are so many people unemployed, underemployed, on the verge of really homelessness. You know, there are so many people that are questioning, you know, that are fighting with death, fighting with disease, fighting with, you know, relationship woes, whatever it is. There are a lot of silent battles being had. And even if you're winning the battles, and a lot of people are winning, that doesn't mean that you're not coming out of it with scars. And so in the middle of all of this, it can be overwhelming, the amount of pressure, anxiety, you know, that is going on in this universe. And so finding comfort in God, that idea has never been so more prevalent as this moment in time right here. You know, I can recognize, I know the signs, I understand. There's a lot of unhappiness right now. It's a struggle to maintain a sanity or a place of sanity. And we really, really have to focus ourselves on the things that we can control. And we have to, and the things we can control are our mind state. But with everything that we can't control, I definitely know, can recognize, everyone can recognize, it is taking a toll. It is really, that's why I believe this devotion, this fasting moment is so pivotal, because right now with all that's going on, we need God. Now, we've been needing God since we were born, you know. Yes, there have been times in the past where I'm like, oh my goodness, never would have made it. There are times and places and spaces where you know it's nothing but the grace of God that got you through. But as a collective, there is a lot going on right here. And as a collective, there are so many people impacted directly and indirectly by this new era understanding, social distancing, shelter in place, unemployment. All of this has an energy, and it is wearing. It really, really is. And so the way that we deal with this, of course, we have our self-care. Of course, we do our detox. You know, of course, we do that self-reflection where we're actually looking at ourselves and bettering ourselves. But, you know, for a lot of people, the last place they'll go, but really needs to be the first place, is to God. You know, you don't have to wait until you're at destitute on a desert beach and, you know, can't see anything left or right to actually call on God. God needs to be on your speed dial, okay? I keep trying to explain, we don't have to wait until it's a dire situation. We can let God know, look, I'm having a rough day today, you know. This is I'm having a hard understanding, you know. I'm disappointed, you know. We have to be able to have these dialogues early before they get to those points, okay? And when you find comfort in God, when you think about how big God is and how much he cares for us in our smallness, you know, that gives me comfort. You know, it gives me comfort to know that I, an individual, out of all these other individuals, am still worthy of time and attention and care and all of these things that I feel from God, protection, love, care, concern. And everybody has their, you know, we have spoken about our relationships with God being very individual. You know, I have my relationship. Everyone else has their own relationship. And so, you know, as we go through this life, that relationship changes. We spoke about that. But no matter where you are in your journey, you can still stop and have comfort in God, knowing that he's there for you, knowing that he's there for your children. You know, for me, having children and having that vulnerability, you know, I look at them and I'm like, oh, this is a vulnerability. You know, to take care of myself is one thing, but to take care of them, and they won't even stand beside me, they won't even keep still while I'm trying to take care of them, you know, that I was like, oh, my God. So, you know, having that relationship in God, God comforts me that he's taking care of them. You know, I'm comforted in the idea and thought that, you know, we'll be able to survive all of this, whatever COVID really is. Okay, I'm not going to argue about what it is. I don't, you know, I don't know enough to argue about what it is. I know what the effects of it are. And so whatever this is, I trust and find comfort in God that we can survive and bypass this and really move forward in a positive way. When I think about all of the possible situations of homelessness and livelihoods impacted, I mean, it is overwhelming. I find comfort in God knowing that even this can be adjusted, even this can be changed. There is no problem too big that God cannot handle. And, you know, our trust in him, our trust in his way, you know, that's all we need. You know, and I have to say that because, you know, God does a lot to show us his character. You know, he does a lot to prove to us, you know, you do this and then I do that. You know, and it is very, very clear the blueprint that has been laid out in a different religious text. We can also, and there's so many hadiths, apatakis, you know, Bible stories, Mother Goose stories, whatever story that has that moral of understanding in which God had lets us know, follow my instructions and this is where we get, you know, and I'm going to give you some help. I'm going to let you have contact with your ancestors. I'm going to give you access to great angels, Orisha. I'm going to give you all the help that you need to be successful. And so when I think about the comfort of God, not only do I think about his grace, but I think about all of the positive tools that he's basically laid at my feet. And all I have to do is bend down and use them, you know. So it's a wonderful feeling. You should get almost goosebumps thinking about all of the things that God has saved us from, you know. And the main thing that he saved us from is ourselves. So as we move forward and think about all the ways that God has been there for us, you know, even if it looked like and may have felt like he was against us, we look at all those things and we develop a level of gratitude when it comes to, you know, God's love and God's comfort. I am sharing a story, you know, it made me laugh, but, you know, the sister wasn't laughing. And, you know, we were talking about a situation that could have been serious. And, you know, I was so proud because her mind automatically went to, look, this didn't happen. That didn't happen. That, you know, she automatically was able to find wonderful, grateful things that this situation could have turned out to be. And it wasn't, you know. And so immediately her mind had already started creating blessings for the little uh-oh being just a little uh-oh, you know. And I was like, yes, she got it. She got it. Even though we have a situation, she got it. She knows how to make God be thankful even in the middle of adversities. Because I promise you, what you see is probably a small percentage of what it could have been. So, you know, all of those things help us to find comfort in God. You know, the good things and, you know, even some of the challenges, you know, they help us to know, hey, God, no matter what, God got us. We're here to talk about it. You know, we're here to pray about it. You know, we still have connections and we're still together. And being together, oh, my God. Just having someone to talk to be with, to share in the hoopla can make such a difference. So sometimes, even if all you have is each other, that's a wonderful thing, you know. And you don't know why God may have put, you know, these situations in place. But take comfort in knowing that, you know, there is an end goal. You'll be okay. This can be survived. Miracles happen every day. And let's see where our miracle is. You know, let's see the things that we have to still work on so that we can truly, truly, truly reap all of the benefits that God has for us in this moment. So, you know, today, think about God in this moment. Today, let's think about how we can begin to push further in our relationship with God. You know, write down some of the things that truly help you to find comfort in God. You know, I mean, what makes you believe in God? What is it? Because as an adult, you don't have to believe. What makes you believe in God? Those are some of the things that you'll find comfort in. You know, what makes you believe in God? Well, he showed up, you know. He showed up for me. You know, this is not even the God of my mother's understanding. This is the God of my personal understanding. I know this for a fact, me. This is not what my people have told me. This is what I've seen with my eyes, and I have felt with my heart, and I know in my brain. So, you know, the very things as to why you believe in a God and why you have that relationship are the things that will probably be connected to the comfort, you know, because knowing that no matter where I am or what I've done, God is there for me, you know, that he accepts me and loves me on those kind of levels. I mean, there are parents that don't love their children on those levels, okay? There are, you know, there are husband and wives that ain't got close to that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, to know that, though, no matter who you are, that God is there for you, that's an awesome feeling. And that is one of the main things that gives me comfort. And so find out the thing that gives you comfort. You know what I'm saying? You may have felt blessed, like I feel blessed. You know, there have been times and things, and, you know, for me, having my children, that was like the best gift God could have ever given me. I was straight at that point. I said, okay, I'm good. You know, thank you. I'd be like, oh, you got more presents? I said, I don't need more presents. This is what I got, you know. This is what I got. You know, whatever that thing is, spend some time writing about it. And then that's going to help you to explore how God can comfort us. And we're going to need to know that, because as life still has trials and tribulations for us, we still have responsibilities. We still have things to accomplish. So as we're struggling through, and this is a struggle time, don't feel bad about struggling. Don't feel bad about thinking about struggling. It's okay. This is just where we are. So while we're here, though, let's take the time to really begin to understand God in a new kind of way, in a personal way, okay, in a way that even in the middle of this adversity, we can still be working to get closer to God, all right? So prayer time. Finding comfort in God, the prayer is he heals the brokenhearted. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Amen. Absolutely. Family, we have 8 more days. Now, at the beginning of this fast, man, we talked about those first 3 days. 3 days, ugh, you know. 8? 8 is almost 3 times. I don't care. Oh, I don't care. I'm on the down slope. And I can't even tell you that I'm dreaming about a Dr. Pepper, because I'm not. You know, at this point, I'm like, I think I'll do without it. You know, I may go through the summer with the no soda thing. But I'm just looking forward to seeing myself accomplish this goal. I am so hyped up on this. I can't believe I've gotten this far. You know, I knew I had to, but I didn't know that I could until I tried. And to be working on these 3 things at once is really, really an accomplishment. I feel so proud of myself. I want to say thank you and shout out to my fast buddies that have been there with me, working with me, and as I'm working with them, and 8 more days. So feel comforted today. Feel loved today. Feel accomplished. Feel like you're working towards your positive goals. And if you don't feel like you're working towards your positive goals, call me so that we can find out what the goals are and how you can start working towards them. So I hope to hear from you. I mean it. If you're not sure, if you don't feel like you're progressing, give me a call so we can get you on your path and you can really make the most of these 8 days. And for my backsliders, I'm sorry. But for my people that keep falling off the bandwagon, don't worry. I'm going to get some rope, and I help tie you up there. You know, this is why cars have seat belts. You know, I just get some rope and put it around you like a seat belt and make sure you stay in the bandwagon because, you know, for whatever reason, you were called to be part of this. And so for that same reason and for many more beneficial ones, let's get in there and start to really see what the issue is. So take these last 8 days and work hard on it. So I don't care if you've been slipping and sliding for the first 22. You can still make something happen, okay? It's never too late. That is like motto number one for me. It's never too late to do the right thing. It's never too late to make a positive difference. So let's go ahead and work on that. And I look forward to hearing from some of you. And for everyone else, I'll be right here tomorrow morning, more encouraging words and finding out what we need to be thinking about, what our concepts need to be. Okay? All right. It was wonderful speaking with everyone. Talk to you later.